Hello again, friends. This is Brother Billy coming to you with another broadcast today. You know, the last several times we've kind of talked a lot about sin and things that God's not pleased in, and that children of God don't commit sin, and taught several things on that subject and in that way. And, you know, I'm going to kind of change on this program and go a different way. I've been asked a lot of times about children, about teaching children and raising our children. And of course, that's a subject that I guess you could talk for a year and never get covered completely. But I'd like the Lord to help me to talk a little bit today about our children, about how we ought to do with them according to the Word of God. You know, the Word of God tells us to train up a child in the way that we would have it to go. And to train is to instruct, educate, and cause to grow in a certain way. Children are miniatures of ourselves, and as children of God, we don't want fame or wealth or anything else for them. But our desire is that they might love God with all their hearts, and that their names will be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, many people might say that we don't need a planned way of teaching our children, that they'll be converted in God's own good time, if it be His will. Then we leave the training to the TV, the radio, the movies, the neighbors, the politicians, and in some cases, even other churches. And it's a little like having a piece of ground and saying, if it's God's pleasure, it'll bring forth a good harvest. Just leave the weeds alone and let them grow, and never mind planting any good seed. And you know, this is not only unfair, but it's cruel to our children. To our shame, it can be said that many of our children reach the age of accountability without understanding the ways and the doctrine of the church. Many of them have never heard us call their name in prayer, never were sat down at an early age and told of the hell that awaited as a result of a life of sin and of the glory that would be revealed in serving Christ. I was reading the other day, and I ran across this, and it was written by a man over 100 years ago. And I want you just to listen to what he said and compare it to us. He said, "I cannot tell you how much I owe to the solemn words of my good mother. It was a custom on Sunday evenings while we were yet little children for her to stay home with us, and then we sat around the table and read verse by verse, and she explained the scripture to us. Then the question was asked how long it would be before we should think about our state. How long before we would seek the Lord?" I reckon how many of us ever asked our children that. "Then came a mother's prayer we shall never forget, even when our hair is gray. I remember her praying thus, 'Now, Lord, if my children go on in their sins, it will not be from ignorance that they perish. And my soul must bear swift witness against them at the day of judgment. If they lay not hold on Christ.' Then she arose and said to me, 'Charles, your father and I have trained you in righteousness. We have taught you the word of God. We have lived a godly life before you. If you do not live a godly life, we will stand before God at the day of judgment and bear witness against you.' That thought of mother bearing swift witness against me pierced my conscience and stirred my heart." You know, that stirs my heart. And I wonder how many of our children have ever had a similar experience. Too few, I'm afraid. And brethren, it ought not be so. It really ought not be so. David, the man after God's own heart, said in Psalms 34, verse 11, "Come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." You know, children's minds are the most fertile soil that you'll ever deal with. Jesus said, "Suffer little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. And again, except you become converted and become as humble as a little child, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven." This is because children are capable of understanding and receiving instruction. Their faith is simple, their minds are open and not cluttered with ideas and opinions. Whatever you teach them or allow them to be taught, they believe. What we are sowing now, you can be sure will abide and bring forth fruit. It does no good to attempt to teach people who don't love you. If they love you, they will learn anything from you, and children have no malice. Their hearts are full of love and forgiveness, and they want to learn. These are some of my thoughts on raising children. And now I'd like to talk about some of the things the Word of God says. You know, in these days you hear a lot of people talking about their children, how to raise them, what to allow them to do, and how to discipline them, and so forth. While I realize that every child is an individual and must be handled as such, I feel that the Word of God definitely has some guidelines on child raising. And while there are some definite do's and don'ts, there are a lot of gray areas. And I'm going to try to answer some of the questions that I've heard with scriptural answers. Of course, I could never answer all of them. I'm going to try to answer two or three as time will permit me. First one I've been asked, should I allow my children to stay at home when they're old enough to stay for themselves? And you know, it seems like more and more that people are allowing their children to stay home. I actually hear people say, I can't make them come to church. Well, my mother made me go to church, and I made my children go to church. And you shouldn't say, I can't make them go to church. You should say, I won't make them go to church. But listen to what the Word of God said. I'm going to read you a few scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 12 and 13. Now listen. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God. As long as you live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. Who did he say was needed to learn? Who? Men and women and children and even strangers. Listen to what it said in Joshua chapter 8, verse 35. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, but the women and the little ones, and the strangers that were conversant among them. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. And Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, from the first day of the seventh month, and he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning to the midday, before the men and women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the reading of the law. Isaiah 54:13. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. From these scriptures, I think that it's plain that it's our duty to see that our children, as long as they are in our household, go to church. They're our responsibility. And if we please God, we'll take them where the law, which is the Word of God, is being taught. All of us have a desire to see our children come to God. But there are many promises in God's Word concerning children who are taught the Word of God. The following are some more scriptures concerning teaching our children the ways of God. I'm not doing a lot of discussing these scriptures, but just reading them. And, you know, like I always say, if you have any questions, feel free to write me or call me at any time. But listen to what it said, Deuteronomy 4:9. Keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Deuteronomy 6:7. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. You know, these scriptures are talking about the things that happened to the children of Israel and for them to tell their children about them. I believe we need to be telling our children what God has done for us and what he'll do for them and how they need to be under the fear of God. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures on the same thing. I'm not going to read them to you, just tell you where they're at. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 20 and 25. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 46. Psalms chapter 78, verses 5. I don't want to leave this question without quoting the scripture that we hear quoted most on this subject. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I believe all of us want our children to go the same way. Don't give in. Children of God, don't give in. Hold their feet to the fire as long as you possibly can. Another question that I'm asked a lot is, what's the correct way to punish a child? And you know, this is it's a very important question, and it's definitely a part of training a child. And I'm going to use a couple of scriptures in the New Testament to show what should not be done, and then go to some other scriptures to show methods of punishment. Ephesians 6:4 says, Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Colossians 3:21 says, Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. These scriptures go together, and some people seem to have, you know, the idea that if you make your child angry by insisting he go to church, or that he not do things that other children are doing, or by punishing him or whipping him or what have you, that this is what this scripture means. And nothing could be farther from the truth. What Paul is telling people is to train your children. As your children are growing up, you tell them that if they do or don't do a certain thing, they will be punished. And if you're not consistent here, you will provoke that child. If you punish it one time for something and let it get by the next time, you're confusing the child. They don't know what the rules are. When you make rules, you've got to be consistent with the rules. And when you whip it one time and another time and don't, if that continues, the child gets frustrated and angry and becomes discouraged. They don't know what the real rule is, don't know. I've heard Brother Will Guffey say that people need to quit lying to their kids. And you hear somebody say, if you don't quit that, I'm going to whip you. Say 2 or 3 minutes later, still doing it, say, I told you if you don't quit that, I'm going to whip you. And then a few minutes later, the same thing, it's on and on and on. He said, you need to quit lying to your kids. He said, if you say you're going to whip it, you need to whip it. Be careful, children of God, be careful how you train that child. You only get one chance to train it, and when that chance is over with, you never get another chance to train that child. All be careful. Teach them, and be consistent with them, and make them mind. Make your children mind. A child, Word of God said, a child left to itself will bring its mother to shame. Make it mind so that it won't embarrass you when you're out in public. Let me go on. Ways to punish children. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18 says, Chasten your child while there is hope, and let not your soul spare for his crying. While there's hope, whip him, and don't stop because he's crying. Proverbs 13:24, He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him three times. Proverbs 22:15, Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. Proverbs 23:13-14. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs 29:15. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame. Proverbs 29:17. Correct thy child, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give thee delight, shall give delight unto thy soul. You know, sometimes it's so hard to punish a child when their little hearts seem to be broken and the tears are just streaming down. Man, they think them tears will touch you way down deep inside. But you know, if you don't punish that child, you don't love it. Word of God teaches us that. I really, I want to end this by saying that you don't punish a child in anger. If I had a rule that around my house that I tried to never punish my children in anger. I always waited till I had cooled down and then sat down and talked to them and tell them why they were getting a whipping and explain it to them. You know, I had one sister one time testified, or maybe her daughter testified, that said every time she had a when she get a whipping, said her mother would take her in the room and said tell her why she was whipping her. Said then before she whipped her, they get out and they pray. She said that one time, said her mother really got over in the hands of the Lord while she's praying. She was sitting there listening to her. She thought, boy, I'll get out of this one. This one won't be bad. But said her mama got up and gave her one more whipping she never got. And you know, if we're consistent and our children know that we're punished because we love them and we do it in love and not in anger, the children of God, it'll come out right. Don't punish them in anger. Not only will you not get the desired results, you're also so close to wrath when you punish a child in anger. And wrath is one of the 17 works of the flesh. Now, another question that I'm asked that's really a tough is, what should I allow my children to do? Well, you know, this is probably the most difficult question to answer of any question that anybody could ask you, because everybody has got their own ideas and opinions on it. One believes this way, another believes that way, and you know, it's just real tough, but I'll try my best to answer it as best I can. I'm going to go back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It says, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, nurture is education, rearing, and breeding. And I think this is talking about discipline that regulates character. That you allow your children to partake in should cause them to grow in character and toward the ways of the Lord. Admonition is to train by the word of the Lord. I've heard it said that if it's wrong for you to do something, that it's wrong for your children. Well, that sounds good, and the thought's got a lot of merit. But you know, we can't make our children live holiness, because holiness is living free from sin. They don't have the Spirit of God within them. And we all realize that the only reason we don't sin is because of the keeping power of the Spirit of God. But you know, in discussing this, there is a scripture in Job that I believe will give us some insight on this. Now, it's talking about the children of the wicked, but you know, if we're not careful, it might sound a little bit like our children. And this is Job 21:11-15. This is the wicked now. But it says, they send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the timbrel and harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit would we have if we pray unto him? You know, this scripture makes me realize how important it is to keep our children in subjection to us and to bring them up in the fear of God. If we let them go, if we let them partake of the world, which is all these children were doing. They were just out partaking of the world, just having a good time out in the world. And if we allow our children to go and let them partake of the world, and we don't set them down and tell them about God and His ways, and tell them that there's a judgment time coming, and if we don't stress and teach them God's ways, then someday we may hear our children say, just as these kids did, depart from us, we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Talking about God, how fearful, children of God, this is. And you know, I know children of people that profess to be homeless people, holy people, that this has happened to. Their children don't want nothing to do with the ways of God. And I mean in an arrogant way, that they don't want nothing to do with the ways of God. We must train them while we've got them under our rule of where we can. We must be careful to be sure that we keep God ever before their face. Because would it be awful for your child to tell you, I don't care nothing about God, I don't want to hear about it, I don't want to love it. Children of God, that'd be awful to that to happen. But if we wait until our children are 15, 14, 13, 11 years old and to try to start training them, we've waited too long, it's too late. You've got to start from day one training that child and bring it up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And you know, the Bible, it don't really give us specific do's and don'ts such as don't let your children go to the movies. Don't let them play ball. Don't let them go to dances. Don't let them join clubs, etc., 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 etc. You know, that's not there. But you know, children of God, every decision that we make concerning our children should be done in the fear of God on our knees. The Bible does tell us to teach them to fear God, to respect the children of God and the house of God. You know, these few things that I've wrote said here, they seem so inadequate. I wish I had an answer, you know, just in a specific term for every question. I know that if our children don't come to God and we have any doubts as to whether or not we did the right things with them, it'll truly haunt us all the days of our lives. So again, let me say, every decision that we make concerning our children should be made on our knees under the fear of God. Like I said, we only get one chance to raise them. And when that's over, when they're grown, there's no going back. There's no starting all over. There's nothing else that we can do. So there are so many other questions that people ask me, that I'd like to get into, but time just won't permit me. Our time is just nearly gone now. But I want to beg you to keep your children in church. Make them go to church as long as you possibly can. Train them. Bring them up in the fear of God. And bring them up in the fear of you. You know, they need to respect and to fear you a little bit. They need to know that when you say, Johnny, I'm going to whip you, that they're going to get a whipping. And they need to know that if you say, no, you can't go, that they can't go. You know, most children today, when you say no, they evidently think you said maybe. Because they just keep on and keep on and keep on. If you train that child right, it won't do that because the child will know that if they do, that you'll whip them. So be consistent in what you do. Be consistent in what you say and how you go about it. Well, our time is gone, and again, I hope that there's some of this, you know, like I said, it seems so inadequate what I've said here today, to answer these questions about children, because it is such an important thing, how we raise our children. But I hope that something I said has helped you, and maybe that you get something out of it that will help you with your children. And if you need some specific help or specific advice, if you'll call me or write to me, I'll be glad to try to answer your questions, and maybe we can help you with some understanding. God loves you. God wants our children to come. He promised us. He said, it's unto you and to your children. And we need to lay hold on that promise and bring our children up in a way that God will be pleased with us. Until next time, this is Brother Billy saying, may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, rule in your hearts till we come together again. Amen.